Individual investors are returning to the stock market after spending a good bit of time on the sidelines, and their return is helping to push the Dow to an all-time high. Joining us live now is Tom Lorosella with the Wall Street Journal. Why now, Tom?
Well, I mean, this is a question that some folks are pondering. You know, the stock market's actually done pretty well the last 2 years after the horrific losses that we saw in 08 and 09. You know, the stock market has rebounded, but a lot of folks have said they don't trust it, and instead they've been parking a lot of money in bonds. They may not be expecting to earn a lot, but they figure, at least I know what I'm getting. It's not going to be a crazy wild ride, and so for the last few years, people have just said I'm just going to stick to bonds, and it's actually worked. It's actually paid off. They've made plenty of money there too. So, But people are starting to wonder, how much longer that can go on, and whether we're first seeing the first signs of people saying, smaller investors saying it's time for me to start thinking about stocks again.
I don't know if it's an irrational fear, but 07, 08 was a pretty shocking time to all of our pocketbooks, Tom. Is it possible here some people who actually got out of the market after they lost a ton and stayed out of the market come back into the market now, seeing that there's a little, high numbers there, and maybe they think they're going to make a lot, and things slide from here, and they lose twice?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the possibility, and it's something that individual investors in particular have sort of a reputation for tending to do. I actually don't think it's as grim as that's been seen, as it might seem. I think a lot of folks, headed over to bonds where they've actually done pretty well. Mm-hmm. Interest rates have fallen, which is great for the bond market. It's more sort of a question of what do you do now? Now, interest rates are at historic lows, and basically that means, it may not be this year, but sometime in the next few years, you're going to lose money in the bond market. It's almost impossible at this point, given where interest rates are. So the question then becomes, well, what are the risks of moving into stocks at this point? And the one thing you can say about the stock market is that, unlike, say, in the late 1990s, stocks aren't crazily overvalued and expensive. So, the starting point matters a lot. So right now, I think a lot of folks would say, even if they don't love the stock market, they think it's not an awful bet. So, now might be the time, if you're going to switch, as opposed to waiting a couple of years, until after you've lost money in the bond market.
Briefly, Tom, are some sectors of the market doing better than others?
Well, we've had quite, what we've seen is sort of a continued sort of rebound in some of the stuff that really got beaten up in that 08, 09 period, such as some of these big bank stocks. But where people are putting their money and what's been doing well are sort of safer stocks, dividend-producing stocks. So where people are saying, I'm going to go back into stocks, but I'm going to stay safe. So those dividend-paying stocks, safer names, those have been doing pretty well.
All right, Tom Lorosella, The Wall Street Journal, thanks for being with us.